Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it is a Tuesday, which means our guy Seth Payne, who you can hear every morning right here on Sports Radio 610 with Payne and Pendergast, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Seth, how's it going?
It's good, man.
It's good.
I
got to ask you something because I just learned something. Have you ever heard of forking a house?
Forking a house?
Yeah. Have you ever heard?
No. What's that mean?
Now, Clint just learned me about what forking a house is.
You just take a bunch of plastic forks and you stick them in the yard, in somebody's yard, and they got to go out there and pick it up. A lot like wrapping a house, or not quite as aggressive as egging someone's home, which is, I'd fight over eggs, but,
that sounds okay. This is the problem with forking a house, as I understand it. So Urban Dictionary says you buy four packs of 500 forks, then go to somebody's house you hate at night, then you put all of the forks into the ground with the handle out. The problem with that is that actually requires more effort by the person doing the forking than by the person removing the forks. Like, you toilet paper a house or something, like, that's over in like 45 seconds to a minute. But the person cleaning it up, it's a nightmare.
Fair. I've never forked a home. I've just heard of it happening, and I imagine that the age of the individuals that are forking the home don't run out of energy quite as quickly as you and I do.
That sounds like, have you ever, okay, if you walked out in your house in the morning and you saw that your house had been, your yard had been forked, do you immediately think like, these kids? Or do you get angry? Like, do you think like, these kids are just messing around? Or do you like kind of get either angry or insecure about why somebody might hate you?
Angry as hell.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
Really?
I'm prepared. Now that we just had this conversation, I'm prepared that someone's going to fork my house.
This happened on Halloween. Once I got, I had pumpkins thrown into my driveway on Halloween once, and my neighbors told me who it was, and it was a kid that I thought I was friends with. And immediately, like, I was furious, but also kind of, like, hurt, you know, because I felt like the why would they play this prank on me? Because it was a truckload of four kids that did it. But then I found out they did it to, like, 10 other guys from the team. They were just doing it just as a Halloween joke or whatever. So I've tried to remember that ever since. You gotta take it as it's all good loving and good natured stuff.
We had back in the day, we only had two high schools in Baytown, and so at Lee Sterling Week got pretty. I mean, at one point, of course, kids ended up screwing it up with fighting and all that kind of stuff. But like when I was coming up, it was more of the egging got out of control, the wrapping house. It wasn't that I hate you; it was just rivalry week and things like that ended up happening. Speaking of, how about this? When I said something about forking earlier, I mean, this tells you where Tyler's mind's at. Tyler said forking, stick all the forks in the yard and then break them off so that whoever comes out there in the grass. Brutal. As a father, how mad would you be?
What are you doing to these kids?
And then put bags of dog poop on top of them.
Really?
Set them on fire.
Like, this goes beyond prank.
I thought of the movie Johnny Dangerously, where the villain – doesn't the villain use forking as a word for something else or he can't pronounce – oh, that's farging. He says farging instead of the F word.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
I don't know if you have to dump that or not, Tyler.
No, you don't have to. You're good.
Okay.
All right, Seth, listen, I got a two-part question for you. One, tomorrow, do we hear that there is a quarterback change? And the other part is, does it even matter?
I think it matters – in that neither of these guys are, like, obviously the solution, nor are neither of them, like, the complete and total problem. I feel like some people are arguing somehow that there was a massive amount of people that thought Kyle Allen was going to be awesome, and now they're all proven wrong. I don't think anybody really was all that optimistic that Kyle Allen was going to turn anything around. They were just hoping for some little bit of extra juice. And the part that I was surprised was that Kyle Allen didn't really add any extra juice in the RPO or zone read game. He looked kind of clunky in that regard, which I guess you should expect, because that takes timing and coordination between the running back and the quarterback and everything. I think the biggest thing right now is if you're trying to, A, develop Nico Collins, and B, protect Nico Collins' kidneys, you can't have Kyle Allen out there throwing the ball 7 feet over his head. Like, Davis Mills was inaccurate, but my God. And then the other is, okay, neither of these guys are running a good offense, but Kyle Allen has been so bad on the turnover side. You know, I know we discussed about how maybe the Texans are too concerned with preventing turnovers with Davis Mills, and perhaps that's holding him back. Pro Football Focus grades turnover-worthy plays, and Kyle Allen has the same number of turnover-worthy plays after 2 games that Davis Mills had in the first 10 games. So it's as bad as the eyeball would tell you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.